What is it we're drinking here?
It's TPA, so it's a tall and pale ale.
I'll have a sip and tell you what I think.
Yeah.
It's tastes to me the same as Indian pale ale. It's very nice. Yeah. Yeah. So there's no difference.
Oh yeah, it's unique. All pale ales are unique. So
what makes it unique?
The recipe, the hops that's in it. Each IPA is different hop, I would have thought.
Now, I am driving back after this. I should have asked you first. What is the strength?
It's 6.5%.
Where do you get your ingredients from, the hops, for example?
So the malt, mainly, is all grown in Brittany. It's transformed into malt at the malt house in Van. It's also bio. And the hops, we'll buy them off several sources on the internet. A lot come from Italy.
If someone mentions France, you normally think of wine.
Mm-hmm.
If you mention Brittany, you think of cider. But
beer
is getting quite
There's
popular.
There's three within 5 kilometres of here, three brasseries. One's just opened up in Melganac, and then there's Jérôme and Saint-Georges at Gouen. He's been going probably longer than us. I brewed all my life.
I would hope so, with your name, that's right.
My dad worked in a brewery as well, in Bradford, Hayes Brewery, which is long gone now. So I remember going to work with my dad at about 7 years old and sitting on the conveyor belt, the bottling conveyor belt, and having a ride.
I was reading the other day, in the Elizabethan period, when ale was a lot safer than water.
Yes.
I think the kids, I think they were allowed up to 8 pints a day or something ridiculous. I mean, it couldn't have been very strong, but it's a hell of a quantity.
Mm.
Must have been big kids. So this is, did you say 6 or 6.5?
6.5. So we actually do eight
varieties.
The highest one is a 7%, which is a porter, which is a black beer. So there's me and my daughter. And she basically wanted to work, and she didn't have the French. So me and Carol had just gone to the first Saint-Malo beer festival. When we actually met an English brewer, and he said how well he was doing, and everybody had always said to me, well, why did you sell your beer? And I said, well, you know, it's for me, it's just an hobby. So Vicky's going, yeah, come on, let's do it.
Is she the one with the marketing drive?
Vicky actually does the more modern beers, and I stick to my traditional beers.
What would be the difference then between a modern beer and a traditional beer?
Just the taste. So we do a lager and lime, actually in the bottle, so you don't have to add the lime. We do a beer called Brexit beer, and the only reason it was Brexit beer is because the recipe was
created
on the day of Brexit.
It gets a lot of French people laughing.
That's actually a Belgic blonde with saffron Finistère.
Saffron.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't imagine that would grow in great quantities in Finistère.
It's quite big.
They have the farm, in fact,
because we get the saffron off them, that's all bio. She came and tasted a few beers, and she took 10 away with us, and within a couple of days she'd ordered a full batch, and now she's taking 200 every 2 months.
Yeah.
200 bottles?
Bottles.
Yeah.
What's the saffron one called again?
Brexit.
Maybe I will try
Brexit beer. Then another one that Vicky does is ginger beer, but it's actually beer.
And that's quite popular, isn't it?
And that's very
popular.
So if anybody wanted to buy these in a shop, for example, where would they go?
We sell in the local village, in Halsdis, in Melganac. We sell at a few markets. We go to Noël Pontivy. But then we're selling the Beef Key Fume in Pontivy, that's a restaurant. We're selling the restaurant Le Longer in
Melganac.
The bar in Melganac. We've actually designed a beer for him. So it's his beer that we produce. It's a blonde, a very light, highly hopped, more like a lager, a bit lighter. That goes down quite well.
Do you go as far as putting labels on bottles as well?
Yeah, the bottles. Yeah.
Nice label. Who designed that?
It's actually part of our coat of arms, believe it or not, which incredibly is so similar to the Breton flag.
So they actually have these ermine?
Yeah.
Maybe you must have Breton ancestry, you think, somewhere. So cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Ian and Carol, thank you very much.